This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Shopping at the neighborhood grocery store, buying daily essentials, or stocking our trolleys at supermarkets. You and I do this every other day seamlessly, often topped with discounts, freebies, and offers. Beneath the surface, however, a conflict involving some of India's biggest consumer goods companies, traditional distributors, wholesalers, and retailers is playing out in full swing. And it's similar to what happened to the pharma industry some years back. Traditional distributors who supply daily essentials such as soap, biscuits and toothpaste to millions of grocery stores have accused large fast-moving consumer goods or FMCG companies of selling their products at lower prices to new-age trade channels like Reliance JioMart, Metro Cash & Carry, Uran and Elastic Run.
Jio ने भारत के सभी ब्रांड्स के साथ पार्टनरशिप की है। ये सारी ब्रांड्स अपनी फुल प्रोडक्ट रेंज आपके स्टोर पे अवेलेबल कराएंगे और कस्टमर्स को डिस्काउंट कूपन्स के साथ फ्री सैंपल्स भी आपके स्टोर के द्वारा दिलवाएंगे। जल्द ही हम JioMart ऐप कस्टमर के लिए शुरू करने जा रहे हैं, जहां हम उनके ऑर्डर्स डायरेक्टली सर्विस करेंगे।
लास्ट सैटरडे The All India Consumer Products Distributors Federation, or the AICPDF, which has over 4 lakh members, wrote an open letter to 22 FMCG giants, including Hindustan Unilever, ITC, Nestle, and Reckitt Benckiser, demanding pricing parity and equal treatment from companies. The federation has threatened to halt supplies of products made by these companies starting January 1st. If its demands are not met.
Though some FMCG companies have invested in owned supply chains, they are still reliant on traditional distributors. Hence, companies would have to balance the interests of both the parties.
FMCG companies, on their part, can't afford to ignore traditional distributors. They supply products to a massive 90% of the overall retail market. Though both sides have clashed in the past, this conflict is the biggest yet. So where is it heading? We find out. It is 10 December. I'm your host Ratna Bhushan and this is FMCG's Pharma Moment on the Morning Brief. Joining me are AICPDF President Dhairyashil Patil, India's biggest biscuits company Pale Products senior category head Mayank Shah and Economic Times Intelligent Group's chief manager Kiran Somvanshi.
Right now what has happened that this offering a discount has become a traditional way of a new way of creating a monopoly, as we have seen in previous instances of a mobile industry where discounts were given heavily for 2 years. And right away, the monopoly was established. Same thing has been trying to do it in this by giving the discounts to the trade representatives. That is the retail trade. We are selling the same set of products which are manufactured by the company. Same set of products are being distributed by these EB2B companies, but at a lesser rate than the landing cost of a distributor. So the landing cost of a distributor, they are giving discount 15-20% more on that.
That was Patil alleging that this predatory pricing is destroying India's traditional distribution network. He tells us distributors want margins to be reworked, taking into account all incremental costs.
So what are the new terms of trade that you're seeking from the industry? Can you just elaborate a bit on that?
So basic demand is we want an equalization of price, equalization of stocks and whatever things we do. We still sell 85% of the stocks in the market. The market share for FMCG sector, general trade commands 85%.
Consumer goods companies on their part acknowledge that traditional distribution channels are the largest source of revenue for them and are crucial for the 4.2 lakh crore rupees FMCG sector. Here's what Shah of Parle says.
Traditional trade currently contributes about 88 to 89% to the total FMCG sales, with almost about 2.5-3% being contributed by e-commerce and about 9%, to be very precise, coming in from modern trade. In fact, there is no other channel which can really rival the might of traditional distributors today, given the way retail sector has panned out in India and given the way products have been distributed in India over past few decades. The kind of reach that traditional distributors have is unrivaled. So while we have new channels coming up in terms of e-commerce, in terms of modern trade, or even organized wholesale, their reach is very limited.
So what's changed now compared to, say, 2 years back? Discounting, after all, isn't new. Besides, JioMart, Metro and Udaan have been around for some time now.
India's got yet another unicorn. We're talking about Udaan, which has raised over $220 million in its Series C round of funding, valuing it at $1 billion.
Patil doesn't mince words and calls out Reliance JioMart for flexing muscle and triggering the latest disruption. He adds that while the Federation has no objections to low prices offered to consumers, distributors are against what he calls unethical cash burn.
After entry of JioMart in 2020, the discount structure has gone haywire, because the discounts previously were offered were about 3 to 4% of difference than the landing cost of the distributor. Right now, we are speaking of a difference of 15 to 20% after the landing cost of the distributor. So this difference is really not, we cannot match the prices in whatsoever.
While pricing and margins are dependent on volumes purchased by channels and cost of operations, we ask Shah to tell our listeners what options FMCG companies have.
I think companies would have to negotiate on this thing. They don't have an option. I'm especially talking about big companies who have good penetration of their products. I'm talking about penetration in villages as low as 2,000 population, 2,000 plus, even 500 plus. If you're talking about companies who have that kind of reach, I don't think they have any other channel to fall back on in case if they have issues with traditional trade. So I think the only channel that can make their products reach to that kind of population strata is traditional trade distributors, limited to urban India. If you, then probably you can look at relying more on or probably being completely dependent on new channels like e-commerce or organized retail and organized wholesale.
So what do FMCG companies do? What can they do to resolve the conflict?
So modern trade has come up in the last 10 years. E-commerce is a last five-year phenomenon. Organized wholesale also is last five-year phenomenon. So you have to maintain or you have to take care of interest of all the channels. And a good way of doing it would be probably to have separate offerings for separate channels. So you would have to have separate offerings for traditional trade, and you would have to have separate offerings for modern trade or organized retail and wholesale.
Okay, you spoke about separate offerings, but differential pricing as such has been happening for a while, right?
Yeah, so there has to be differential pricing, and that's one of the options. If you're talking about a product which is very well accepted across, one is differential pricing, second is differential SKUs. So you cannot have the same offering being offered at different prices in two separate channels or in the same market. In the same market, one product with same size, let's say 100 gram product, cannot sell at two separate prices in two separate channels. That's not allowed by government. Law doesn't permit you to do that. A good example of that is, we saw products being offered at different prices in theaters, like water bottles and all, and there were issues, and government has passed a law where they don't allow you to do that. So the other option that you have is to have, the best thing would be differential products. The other option that you have is maybe you might have the same product, but have different SKUs for different channels. So one of the good options can be you have probably bigger packs for organized retail, for e-commerce, and you have smaller packs being catered to mom and pop stores through traditional distributors.
The conflict is similar to what's played out in sectors like pharmaceuticals and smartphones. Truck makers have historically been at loggerheads with distributors on similar issues, threatening to boycott companies who don't offer higher margins. My colleague Kiran draws comparisons between the two conflicts.
Actually, the current FMCG distributor face-off totally reminds me of the pharma face-off. It has been a love and hate relationship between pharma companies and the Association of the Distributors. It's called AIOCD. So pharma companies have historically been at loggerheads with the distributors, with the latter always wanting better margins. So in 2013, AIOCD had threatened to boycott drug makers who did not offer a combined margin of 30%. It's 20% for the retailers and 10% for the distributors. Now, eventually, the industry did agree to those demands. So now it's in some years now, it has been stable at that. But besides the standard practice, there has been a practice of companies giving out differential discounts based on the volumes sold by the players. So more of product discount or bulk discounts. So they have been using different strategies to keep different players happy. But nowadays, companies also sell directly to the large offline and online pharmacy players who in turn also sell their own products. So very similar to FMCG, where you have private labels being sold by large online players, even here, you have online pharmacies selling their own private labels or their own generic products.
But this isn't the first time distributor federations have faced issues of disparate margins with consumer goods companies.
After 6 months of pandemic, all these new B2B companies have started cropping up. Since last 8-9 months, what has happened? These things have cropped up more because since the market started regularizing, this reach of a GeoMart started pressurizing the market. And the discounts now to grab the market has grown to such a level that discounts are given at, discounts are given like anything. So 15 to 20% difference on the landing price is really unthinkable and unbelievable. So we believe that this is a perfect case of cash burning by the companies to establish monopoly.
So what can FMCG companies and distributors do to work together better in a scenario where heavily funded platforms are here to stay? Here's what Shah has to say.
Some of these new age players, backed by the capital that they have got and no questions being asked on the ROI, doing predatory pricing, they are undercutting the products in the market. So imagine the plight of a distributor, a traditional trade distributor, who would have created his retailer franchise over a period of time. You have a new age channel coming in, a new age channel company coming in and offering products at a lower price. The retailer will feel cheated that he has been always charged higher by the traditional trade distributor, although that's not the case. In fact, some of these new age startups who are into organized wholesale, what they do is they incur losses on popular products, on popular brands, just to ensure that they create some kind of problems for the traditional trade distributors and poach retailers from the retailer franchise of this traditional trade distributors. Now, that's not right. And that's what creates the problem. So I think the problem will continue. In fact, if at all, the only way out, which I can see from here, is having separate offerings, be it in terms of products, be it in terms of SKUs for both the channels. As long as you will have same offerings, this problem is bound to remain.
But what if distributors' demands are not met? Patil says they are open to resolution with consumer goods companies and that they are not against any retail platforms.
If companies don't agree to your demands, what options do you have? Like, you have threatened for a boycott from Jan 1st onwards, right? So is that a solution to this?
See, this is boycott is the last step. We are ready for all the discussions. We have offered and asked the companies to call us upon for a discussion. And according to that, lot many of companies have also contacted us. And we are trying to work out an amicable solution and situation wherein everybody can be, everybody would be able to do business. See, we are not against any company or any operations. We are just fighting for our own survival and an ethical business in the market. We are not here for uncouth and cutthroat competition to finish anybody or everybody.
Much of the disruption came about with the COVID-19 outbreak, which triggered retail tech and thousands of consumers permanently switching to online shopping, even for small ticket items. Some long-term solutions could be launching online-only packs, giving trade discounts on a quarterly basis, and freebies.
So it is not like in telecom sector that airtime can be sold on the all mobile. This is an volumetric business. It requires infrastructure, it requires heavy logistics, and it is cost-consuming. We don't have any problems in whatsoever companies operating in the market. As far as the price parity is maintained by the company, eventually we all are distributing the company's products at the same country level. So we think and we firmly believe that we will be there in this market till ages to come. Because pan-India, there are about 9 million outlets. Out of only that, 5 million outlets have been directly covered by this entire channel whatsoever. There are still 4 million outlets who are not in under direct coverage. They are buying from some other channels. So there is lot of scope for n number of companies to coexist, but we only demand ethical purchasing done by the companies because the product and the brands belongs to the company.
The long-term solution can only be differential offerings and not differential margins.
And as Kiran says, companies will need to strike a balance with new emerging dynamic channels.
You have high industry dependence on the traditional distribution channels, and you also have the advent of the new large digitally savvy players, making the traditional partners feel vulnerable. And that's why they are demanding a better treatment now. So for companies, it is a very difficult balance to strike where they can't have the old players, get angry, but they also can't have new players who are bringing in the new practices, new supply chain efficiencies, to not get their due. So it's a difficult balance, but it's an ongoing process. Companies will have to learn to live with it because channel conflict is not an Indian scenario. It's something which is happening globally.
She adds that consumer goods companies can learn from their pharmaceutical counterparts.
Historically, such threats are never, like they remain threats. They never are implemented because before that, the industry ends up taking some action and, considering the demands. So it's unlikely that from 1st January, you will see these boycotts becoming real. FMCG companies can take a leaf off out of what pharma companies are doing in terms of or have done. So while pharma companies settled the matter with the traditional distributors, they also decided to come together to invest in the digitalization of their supply chain.
Distributors are hopeful of a resolution, and as Patil sums it up, they are not giving up without a fight.
So you're hopeful that that negotiations will fructify and will lead to positive results for the distributor federation?
Yes, because that is our basic motto. Without that, we will not be able to survive. And for the survival, we will go to whatever extent is required.
When you say whatever extent, what does that mean? Will it be like a legal route?
We will also be exploring the legal route because we have already, we are trying to approach the CCI. We are also trying to persuade the government of India to intervene in this because it is just not the question of a few distributors. The distributors service to the entire retail trade across the country, that is approximately 10 million outlets, and that 10 million outlets are as 10 million households. So if you calculate the entire population, it is about 10 to 15 crore of the entire population, which is 15%, 10 to 15% of the entire child population. So we are open by all the ways to have a solution. And we have been putting sweat and blood since ages to build up these plans. And we will not let it go without effort.
While it remains to be seen how this conflict plays out, the stakes are high. Online retail in India is set to become the world's third largest market after the US and China by 2030, hitting an annual gross merchandise value of $350 billion, says a report by Rezio. So far, there is no mechanism in place to address such issues. Various other FMCG companies ET approached declined to comment on the subject. You were listening to FMCG's Pharma Moment on The Morning Brief with me, your host, Ratna Bhushan. Producers, Diya Rekhi from The Economic Times and Swati Joshi from Awaaz. Sound editor, Saundarya Jayachandran from Awaaz. Executive producer, Arijit Parman. All external sound clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description box.